Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Thursday, April 18th. Despite the pressure from his party's hardliners, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll stick with his plan to put a series of foreign aid bills on the floor.
Look, everybody can grumble about details of the legislation. What are mine, my friends, and everybody you just showed are all good friends. Listen, we're not going to get 100% of what we want right now because we have the smallest majority in history, and we only have the majority in one chamber.
In an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper last night, Johnson insisted he isn't worried about the threats to oust him. And over the weekend, he gained support from former President Donald Trump during a visit to Mar-a-Lago. But hardline Republicans still want him out over his decision to push ahead with the foreign aid bills, potentially relying on Democrats to pass them. The House is set to vote on the bills on Saturday, and if Johnson is ousted, it could plunge the House into chaos like it did last year, with no legislation getting on the floor until a new speaker is elected. Nearly 14,000 children have been killed in Gaza since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. The grim number comes from the head of UNICEF, who says thousands have been injured, and thousands more are on the brink of famine. Here's UNICEF communications specialist Tess Ingram, who recently visited Gaza.
It's disproportionately impacting kids. Every second person in Gaza is a child. So children are wearing a tremendous share of the scars of this war.
A separate UN group says one child is killed or injured every 10 minutes in Gaza. Meanwhile, the world is still waiting to see how Israel responds to Iran's attack over the weekend, but sources say the US expects it to be limited in scope. Donald Trump's hush money trial continues today in New York. The judge says he'd like to finish jury selection this week, but only 7 of the 12 jurors and 6 expected alternates have been chosen so far. Earlier this week, Trump's lawyers questioned some prospective jurors about their social media posts, trying to root out those they believe have an anti-Trump bias. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records for his alleged role in attempting to cover up a hush money scheme before the 2016 election. Former Boeing employees have accused the company of taking shortcuts, misleading the public, retaliating against workers who speak out, and of putting out defective planes.
Boeing's corporate leaders continue to conceal the truth. They continue to mislead and deceive the public about the safety of the planes.
I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats.
That was Ed Pearson, a former senior manager for Boeing, and Sam Salapour, an engineer at the company. They both testified yesterday at a Senate panel investigating the company's safety culture. Salapour says Boeing took shortcuts when it made its 777 and 787 Dreamliner jets, and the risks could turn catastrophic as the planes age. Boeing says its inspections of the older planes show no evidence of fatigue in the parts in question and said it encourages employees to speak up. The FAA is looking into the allegations. Coming up, the Supreme Court is making it easier to sue employers for discrimination. It'll now be easier for Americans to sue their employers for discrimination if they're transferred against their will. In a unanimous decision yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled in the case of a St. Louis police sergeant who claimed she was discriminated against when she was forcibly transferred out from an intelligence division. A lower court found she didn't suffer a, quote, materially significant disadvantage because her title and pay were the same. But SCOTUS ruled that although an employee has to show a forced transfer has left them worse off, in this case, the timings of the work schedule and other benefits, they don't need to show that the injury to employment conditions satisfies any type of, quote, significant test. That's all for now, and you can watch CNN 5 Things on Max, where Kate Baldwin gives you 5 more essential stories to start your day. Weekdays at 7 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.